Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd they go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Sure.
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
And we're back. Welcome back to another episode of Side of Fries Podcast. It's episode 7, and today we're talking 10 discontinued KFC items. I'm a former KFC employee. I worked at KFC in the mid to late 2000s. So a lot of these items are kind of nostalgia for me. But Caleb, I know you kind of dabble with KFC. I don't know what your take is on KFC.
KFC in like the chicken rankings of places that offer chicken exclusively is pretty low on my list.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, full disclosure, number one, I never wanted to work in fast food. One day I just came home and my mom was like, got you a job. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I always wondered how you ended up at KFC because that's, I mean, same with me and Burger King. Like, my cousin got me a job, so I didn't want to work at Burger King.
No, I, 10th grade, I got cut from the baseball team and she's like, you're not sitting around when you get home from school anymore. So I got you a job and I'm like, where at? KFC. You start tomorrow. I'm like, God damn it. Because my mom's friend worked there. She was the head cook back there. And she got me the job. And my mom would always go and visit her and all that. And so that's how I got there. So I spent 2 years of my life working there.
Quick side question. KFC has head cooks?
Well, see, back in the day, I guess it was a lot more, how can I say, it was a lot more intricate, I guess. They don't really have head cooks, but she had been there since, like, I don't even know if she might have retired. At this point when I started working there, it was like 2007, so she had been working there since 1990. So literally my whole entire existence on this earth, she had been working at KFC as a cook. And they used to tell me stories about, like, her and the manager there were the only two originals left from the inception of that place opening up. And they would tell me stories about how they hired 50 people to work when they first opened. And when I worked there, we maybe had like 20.
Right.
If we're lucky, not even, maybe 15. So it was a lot different back then than it was even at that time. So she kind of had like the distinction that she was like the head cook there. But I got to tell you, like, her chicken was immaculate. Like, the way it looked on TV or in a flyer is exactly how her chicken looked. And I don't know how she did it, but she really was like, she was awesome at it. Nobody else could duplicate what, you know, how her chicken looked. And she was very particular with like who worked with her in the back. So like Mother's Day, and I know we're going on a tangent and we need to actually talk about what we're talking about, but Mother's Day would always be the busiest day at KFC. Don't ask me why. I don't know. But Mother's Day was always the busiest day.
Probably because dads are like, I don't know what to make for Mother's Day. Let's get KFC.
Exactly, right? And so she would let one other person go back there and cook, and it was usually like me or my one buddy. She was just very
big credit to you.
Yeah, she was very, and I mean, seriously, it was a big credit. I'm not joking you. Like, you know, like if Inez let you work with her, it was a big
Inez
deal.
Was her name? I was wondering.
Yeah, her name was Inez.
Shout out Inez if you're listening.
Yeah, she was a feisty lady. She was from Italy and she was just very like just no nonsense BS type of lady. We would run out of chicken and she would scream at whoever like sold like a 20 piece, and she'd be like, well, there's no fucking chicken in the warmer, so you're gonna have to fucking wait. Like, and it would be like you wouldn't want to go back there. And like
that's part of working in fast food, though, is like either under your breath or not under your breath and just very loudly, like, cursing out the people at the front counter who are ordering too much food.
Well, it would always be like me and my buddy Corey, who I still talk to this day. Like, he, you know, he and I, we became friends when we worked at KFC, and so he would always like tell the girls that ran the drive-thru, like, we don't have that, we don't have that, and then they would sell it anyway, and then they would go in the back and find out that we didn't have it, and then Inez would be screaming at them, like, I mean, like a drill sergeant. So. You learned quickly to make sure that you had chicken, you know, in the warmer before you actually sold it.
Gotcha. Well, all right.
So, yeah. So, like I said, we're going to talk 10 discontinued KFC items. Full disclosure right now, Double Down is not in the discontinued items list.
Yeah, so get off our backs.
Well, the reason why is, and we should have probably included it in food news a few weeks ago, but it's actually coming back to the KFC menu. I'm assuming probably for like a short time sort of thing. I mean, there's no way people got that thing, right? I mean, I never did. I was long gone from KFC at that point when they introduced it, but
I'm not sure if this was like on their normal release calendar or they're like, you know what, it's COVID, let's bring that thing back. But I'm not really sure the reasoning, but I guess.
Yeah, let's make everybody more sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, well, let's hit them with some food news right now.
Food news, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
All right, so Wendy's and Church's Chicken are getting into the infamous chicken sandwich wars. It's kind of heated up over the last, I guess it's been probably a year plus now, maybe 2 years, I would say.
Has it been that long?
I think so. Maybe... I guess at least a year and a half probably since Popeye's got theirs, right? I think.
I guess. I mean, I really don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, Wendy's and Church's Chicken. So basically, I'll start with Church's Chicken. It's a little bit lesser known to the folks out there. You might know
love
about
Church's Chicken.
Church's Chicken gets such a bad rap, and it's because it's never in like a great area, and they don't have a drive thru, so you have to like go in.
It's always in like a White Castle too.
Yeah, well, we have this place in Columbus called Chicken Corner, and it's not, I guess at one point it had a KFC, a Church's, and a Popeye's all in one corner, and I think right now it just has the KFC and the Church's, but I've been to that Church's, and it's not, I mean, it's close to the Crew Stadium, but it's not like the greatest area that you want to be in. I took some friends at lunch, but it gets a bad rap. But they're getting into the chicken wars, basically. Same thing as everybody to an extent, you know. The hint of buttermilk chicken, golden crisp filet served between a brioche bun, the signature honey butter, which is exclusive to Church's. That's a nice little touch. But then again, it has the crunchy pickles, some creamy mayo, and then the one other kicker for Church's, you get a jalapeno pepper on the side, which is one thing that you can order extra at Church's. You can get like one or three pickled jalapenos to add on your chicken.
Now, do they sell gizzards? Because I know some, like, Popeyes will sell gizzards.
That I don't know because I would never order it. I haven't seen it on the menu. I know they sell some, like, maybe a little more out-of-the-box, like, fried
okra. Yeah, that's where I'm getting to. Like, yeah. You know, I know some, like, Church's is kind of out-of-the-box. I know, you know, Popeyes kind of distinguishes themselves as like, you know, Southern and like, well, Cajun, so does KFC. Yeah. I mean, so does KFC, but they're more like Cajun. Yeah. Like, you know, their mashed potatoes, which are bomb by the way, but yeah.
Yeah. So Church is getting their own. And then Wendy's also getting in, on the fun. So, you know, the normal Wendy's chicken sandwich, this is a different, new and improved all white meat chicken filet, as they say. Coated and fried for the ideal crunch, topped with mayo, tomato, lettuce, and pickles, sandwiched between a toasted bun. So a little bit more with the I guess, tomato on there. I don't think the other ones have had tomato on it, and maybe even lettuce, I guess, right?
I thought they had lettuce on it, at least.
So the Popeyes one didn't. Chick-fil-A is the one that everyone was comparing that to originally, which doesn't. And then Church's doesn't, and I guess Wendy's. Like, their regular original chicken sandwich did, but This is kind of like a hybrid of the, you know, we got the pickles on there, but we also kept it kind of OG with the tomato and lettuce.
So in Cleveland, there's a regional chicken chain, and it's called Mr. Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, it's okay. Like, it's nothing to write home about. It kind of actually reminds me of Church's Chicken in a way. But Mr. Yeah. Chicken had, during the, like, the height of the chicken war with, like, you know, Popeyes and Chick-fil-A, they also came out with their own chicken sandwich, and they had billboards all down I-480, and it was basically like, we have it in stock, you know, like kind of trolling, because, you know, Popeyes at the time, you know, there was like limited quantities or limited time only, that sort of thing. And I remember it just like being everywhere on like major highways, and it was kind of funny, because like, I don't know. Who actively goes to Mr. Chicken for something like that? It was what I was thinking.
Right. But you talked about the Popeyes having like that, like it was tough to get your hands on one initially. They sold out of them. You had to wait a month and then they brought them back. I don't know if Wendy's is going to get the same following, because Wendy's already has its own following. They'll probably be a little more prepared for it. Starting Monday through November 8th, so this would be yesterday, I guess 2 days ago when this show posts, Wendy's fans can get their hands on a free classic chicken sandwich with any purchase made through the mobile app or in restaurant.
You know, I like Wendy's, but I feel like I'm more prone to go for a burger if I'm going to go to Wendy's. You know, like if I go to Chick-fil-A, or obviously if I go to Chick-fil-A, that's what I'm going to get is a chicken sandwich, right? If I go to like Popeyes, I might get a chicken sandwich just because of the hype. I haven't been able to. You know, obviously due to like COVID and stuff like that, like I try not to like, you know, go out all the time if I don't have to, but, anytime I'm out for like work and it's lunchtime, the drive-thru line is like packed, and I don't want to sit in the drive-thru God knows how long, basically my whole lunchtime, just to get a chicken sandwich. So I never go, but I always am like, one day I'm going to stop. And then I just never do. So I can't really say anything about, you know, how Popeye's chicken is, but I don't know. I don't feel like it's going to create a buzz at Wendy's, in my opinion. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I mean, are you more prone to get a chicken sandwich? I mean, you're the type that would be like, yeah, I'll try it. But like me, I'd pull up to the drive thru and I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get the chicken sandwich. And then as soon as I pull up, like, 4 for $4.
Yeah, I am the big boy orderer when it comes to fast food, where it's like,
yeah,
I get a combo and then I add on something from the dollar menu or something from the value menu, whatever it be. So I usually get the spicy chicken at Wendy's and add on like a bacon or junior bacon cheeseburger or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I love the burgers at Wendy's, specifically the, you know, bacon junior cheeseburger, but I mean, I've had the spicy chicken, but I mean,
that's my, I'm spicy chicken guy. Like if any fast food has a spicy chicken sandwich, that's usually what I order.
Yeah.
Like Burger King used to have a pretty good spicy tender crisp, but now theirs is pretty bad.
Yeah,
so
I remember that.
I don't get it there, but yeah, I'm usually a spicy chicken guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So what's else on the food news front?
Yeah. Staying gears with some chicken, but switching it up a little bit. So Chick-fil-A, you might have seen, I think they might have announced it in a TikTok. I literally saw it first like 3 weeks ago from like somebody that worked at Chick-fil-A saying that they were going to do this. But they announced Thursday officially that the Chick-fil-A and Polynesian sauces are going to be available to buy at retailers including Walmart, Publix, Kroger, starting in mid-November. The sauce is available in 16-ounce bottles for $3.49 each. Will initially appear in stores in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana and Mississippi ahead of a national rollout early next year.
Okay, so like this is like the pre-rollout before the like countrywide rollout.
Yeah, and it comes in like a squirt bottle, like a ketchup bottle kind of.
Okay.
So I actually had Chick-fil-A catering a couple weeks ago at a church thing, and they put this sauce in there, like in the same like ketchup squirt bottle that they're going to be selling in stores, and I wasn't sure. I haven't had like Chick-fil-A catering that much, but I wasn't sure if that was already available. But basically, you're going to be able to buy that in stores if you want to.
I mean, I guess it's cool. I mean, it's not something that I'm going to be like freaking out about and running out to the stores, but I mean,
I think there's a lot, there's like a cult following for that Chick-fil-A sauce, but
yeah,
I think, and people probably disagree with this, but like, there's something to the amount that they give you in that little, like, not very deep packet.
Yeah.
Where it like makes it a little bit better, where if you can have endless amounts, like people getting cane sauce in the cup, like, mm-hmm. I can see that. I don't know if it's the same vibe for the Chick-fil-A sauce. Just me. Just my feelings.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm not, you know, I'll be the first one to say, like, I'm not, like, super hardcore in the Chick-fil-A. Like, it's good, but, I mean, it's not something where I'm just, like, I lose my marbles over it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not something that I'm just like, oh, my God. Kind of like how I am with, like, Wendy's, I guess, or Taco Bell, but, like, it's fine. I mean, I guess if my wife bought it, you know, because she likes Chick-fil-A more than I do, and she's the non-meat eater. But I guess if she got it, you know, I could see her getting it. I would probably try it.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I've had it before, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I guess I like the way it tastes on the Chick-fil-A items. I don't know if I necessarily want to put it on, like, my own chicken or something.
Something else. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Last on food news today. A 24-year-old software engineer has launched McBroken.com, which is a website that aims to end such incidents once and for all. Basically, the website is giving a map of every McDonald's location in the U.S., denoted by clusters of dots, and basically it's telling you if their ice cream machine is working. So if you go to this website and type in it can just tell where you are based on your location, but you see a green dot if the ice cream machine's working, and if it's not, there's a red dot. So basically, it said that 7.54% of McDonald's ice cream machines in the U.S. are currently broken, and 15.22% of those are in the state of New York.
So is this kind of like Waze where people just report
it? Yeah, I think it's like crowdsourcing information to find out if, you know, you give it like the thumbs up if like, you know, like in Waze, like if there's a police, you give it the thumbs up to like, yep, that for sure was a cop there, like that kind of deal. It's like crowdsourced information.
Yeah, I'm currently looking at the map right now to see if the one, because there's a McDonald's down the street from my house.
I looked yesterday. All of mine in my location are good to go right now.
Like, we literally have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 McDonald's in our area, probably within like a 10 to 15 minute drive, and all 4 of them are currently, I take that back, there's like 5 actually, and all 5 of them are up and running right now, currently. So
I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't do this, but I think it'd be funny if McDonald's bought the rights to this crowdsource info and like somehow integrated into the McDonald's app, and it was kind of like a tongue-in-cheek way to make fun of themselves, but also like have better customer service so people don't go places without, you know, thinking that they can get ice cream and can.
I mean, it would probably go over pretty well.
Yeah. And plus,
I feel like people would utilize it, right?
I mean, if that's what I was going, like, I think one time you and I went after a John Mayer concert, had like a sore throat, and we like went to a Wendy's and they like their frosting machine was broken or something, and I was like, no, like,
I remember that.
And then
I thought you were gonna die that night.
I know. And the other Wendy's was like closed, and like it was just a big ordeal, but like, yeah, if I could have looked that up ahead of time, I wouldn't have had to go to 3 spots, you know.
Dude, I think we ended up having to go to like Kroger or something to get you ice cream because you were like, I want a milkshake.
I know.
And we're like, dude, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. There's no place open for a milkshake right now.
I was dying. It was not a good experience. But could be for folks looking for that ice cream treat at McDonald's if they, you know. But if McDonald's doesn't pick it up, McBroken.com is where you need to go.
McBroken.com. Okay, I'm going to have to remember that and use it. And I need to get off this site now because I'm like going all over the place, like looking at different areas that I always travel on.
I'm just curious why New York has the most. Is that just there's more McDonald's in New York, or like what the percent, you know, why is that?
Probably, like, I don't know. I think like on what was it, Super Size Me, they said like there's some how many McDonald's are in Manhattan alone. Obviously,
yeah, there's probably a couple hundred, right?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously that movie's pretty old now, so there's probably even more, maybe, or I don't know. Super Size Me was kind of like the demise in a way to the to McDonald's in certain ways. So
right.
That it for the food news?
That's all for this week.
All right. So, like I said, today we're doing 10 discontinued KFC items. Again, full disclosure, Double Down, not on the list. It is making a comeback rather soon for the KFC menu. However, a lot of these items, you know, are former items that were just recently on the menu and they took them off, and I had no freaking clue that they were taking certain items off. So you might be a bit surprised as well when I tell you this, Caleb. So,
okay.
You know, we'll just get right into it. This is no particular order. There's no, you know, it's typical side of fries ranking. You know, we just kind of put a list together. We didn't rank it from like 1 to 10. Typically, if we are going to give a ranking on something, we'll give it a grade. So, first item I have on here is the chicken snacker. So I don't know if you remember the chicken snacker. I obviously remember the chicken snacker. It was a very popular item when I worked at KFC. It was cheap, and it was very popular. You could dip your – you could have your chicken – because basically what it was a bun. It was their zesty mayo sauce, lettuce, and then a chicken strip. And you had the choice of dipping the chicken strip into honey barbecue, or you could dip it into buffalo sauce. And then later they came out with teriyaki sauce, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Or you could just have it plain. And it was pretty popular. It was a very popular lunch item. A lot of people would get it. I think when I worked there, it might have been like $1 or $1.10.
Yeah.
It was pretty cheap.
So a couple things. It's a little confusing with item number 2 when we get to it.
Yes.
For me,
yes.
Especially not following KFC as much. But I remember, like I told you, I'm buy a combo and add on guy. Mm-hmm. When I did go to KFC, I would get a combo and then add on a chicken snacker.
Okay. Yeah. So KFC's new Chicken Littles, which is like the new, so there was a Chicken Little before the snacker. So this Chicken Little was the original OG chicken sandwich for KFC. Yeah. They did away with it and they brought the snacker out, and then they got rid of the snacker, and then they brought the Chicken Little back, but it's not the same as the original Chicken Little. So KFC's new Chicken Little may seem a bit similar to the snacker that, you know, we're talking about. But a lot of diehard KFC fans apparently kind of argue that. And so while the Chicken Littles come in flavors like buffalo and honey barbecue, the snackers were simpler. Like I said, it was just chicken, lettuce, and mayonnaise on a bun.
But
it was like a spicy mayonnaise.
The new Chicken Little offers basically a chicken snacker as one of the options, right? Or something to that?
It's
like the plain version, I guess you would call it, like. No?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much the same in some regard. I think it's the buns are a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You know, my knock on the chicken snacker is the consistency of the chicken strips shape.
Well, that's just on the chicken strips and how they,
yes,
you know, were cut.
It is. And the thing, like, sometimes you get one that's like a big guy and it's like perfectly straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get like the curly Q one, and
yeah,
then you get the like tiny one that you're like, did they set this aside to like mess with me? Like, is this really a chicken strip, or is this like a piece of popcorn chicken that was a little bit larger, you know?
Yeah. No, and I can tell you there'd be times where I would grab a chicken strip to make this sandwich and it'd be really skinny. And our manager was pretty cool, and she'd say, like, you know, if it's really skinny, just grab another chicken strip. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, everybody that does that, like, more places need to do that. Like, if you get a chicken strip that, you know, you get a 3-piece chicken strip and one of them's like a half a guy, throw another chicken strip in there.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time because I would be like, man, I'd be pissed if I had a sandwich like this. Like, you know, I would try to, like, you know, put it in my perspective. But yeah, chicken snacker discontinued in around 2013, 2014. So
real quick with that, while we're talking about chicken strip size, mm-hmm, if you get a McDonald's 10-piece nugget and you get one of the nuggets that's merged together, is that one nugget or two? What do you think?
I would say that's probably one, in my opinion.
I agree. And also, I've seen it counted as two. And also, those ones are trash because they're not cooked the same. They're not like cooked through all the way. So
well, yeah, because they're Because they're
too big, yeah.
They're connected to each other.
All right,
yeah.
Moving on. Sorry, that was a bad
story. All right, no, that's okay. Moving on to the next item, like we were just talking about, the original Chicken Little sandwich. So original Chicken Little sandwich, it's a lot like the Chicken Snacker, but before the Chicken Snacker, it was the Chicken Little, it was called. And the sandwich, it's currently back, but the modern version, which was brought back in 2012, is not really like the OG version, which was around in the 80s.
Yeah.
A lot of diehard fans like to argue that. Basically, it was very simple. It was a chicken patty and a touch of mayonnaise. I don't think it had lettuce. I think it had pickles on it. I don't really remember the sandwich. It was on a... I guess it looks like it was on, you know, basically the same type of sesame bun as the Chicken Snacker. I basically feel like the Chicken Snacker was pretty close to it. When I was at KFC, the Chicken Little had been long gone.
Yeah. I remember getting this as a kid in the 90s, mm-hmm. or at least something like it. So I'm assuming it was this, but this...
It would probably was this, because I feel like this Chicken Snacker was brought, like, maybe in the early 2000s.
Yeah. This and the next item on our list, both, like, my dad was never a huge fast food guy. Like, if we would get it, he'd be, like, so reluctant to really want anything brought home or anything. And mm-hmm. he used to get, like, the random items, I guess, on the list. And this was one of the things that he would get and the next one. And this is the sandwich that, like, made me like mayonnaise.
The next item on the list?
This one. The original Chicken Little had, like, just a little bit of mayonnaise to where I was, like, what's that, like, tangy thing? Like, what is that sauce? And then I found out that I liked mayonnaise.
Yeah, I never really cared for the mayonnaise that they put on the...
It's different, yeah.
Yeah, I never really cared for it, the one that they put on the, you know, the Chicken Snacker. So next item on the list, which was an absolute bitch to make, I sucked at making these, was the Twister Wrap. And... it was introduced in the 90s. I remember specifically when it was introduced because I remember thinking like, oh, KFC has like a taco now or a burrito. You know, I mean, I'm little, so I'm like thinking like, oh, it's like it's a tortilla. It's got lettuce and tomato. It was a wrap. The Twister Wrap consisted of a tortilla, lettuce, tomato, spicy mayo sauce, and two chicken strips. The Twister Wrap, which I did not know, was discontinued completely in 2019.
So
I hated making these things. It was so tough to make, and there was a certain way you had to like twist the wrapper too. Yeah. And mine always looked like shit. Like it was always horrible. I would usually make the one girl that I worked with like do it all the time because I sucked at it, and she was really good at making the Twister Wraps. I was horrible at it. So I always hated when I had to make it. And, like, the thing, too, is, you know, KFC is not like, you know, it's not like Burger King or McDonald's where, like, you know, you have someone up front, you know, ringing you out and then someone in the back making it. Like, you know, I would ring you out and then I would have to go in the back and make the sandwich for you and then come back up and drop it off. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it took some time. You know, if there was a dinner rush, then someone would just do the cashiering and then I would – you know, typically I would just say, you know, if we had like a noob, I'd just be like, run the cashier. I'll handle everything else. And like the thing is like everything's predicated on the amount of chicken you got and things like that. And these little items like the Snacker and the Twister Wrap were, you know, the Twister Wrap was a pain in the ass to make, but it was like it was quick. Like I could make it pretty fast compared to like, you know, putting together sides, putting together a bucket. You know, especially if some of that stuff you had to wait on, like chicken coming up and things like that.
I mean, which came first, the KFC Twister or like the McDonald's? What was it like Snack Wrap? What did you call were they?
Oh yeah, it was definitely the Twister. Okay.
So my dad used to order these two whenever we'd go to KFC, and I thought they were pretty good. I think it's a weird item. More like, would you ever make this at home? Like that, you know, a chicken tender in a tortilla, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and KFC is owned by Yum Brands, and Yum Brands owns Taco Right. Bell, so everything that we used for this was, the box had Taco Bell. So, like, the tortillas were Taco Bell tortillas. the lettuce was lettuce from
the lettuce too.
Yeah. Yeah, the lettuce too. The only thing that was different was the tomatoes were sliced. Gotcha. And it was crazy because the tomatoes would be frozen, and so sometimes they wouldn't thaw out. And yeah, so the tomatoes would be ice cold, like still had ice on it, especially like in the morning when we would like open
up. Did you guys actually slice them, or did you have the thing where you dropped it in and you like slammed it and it like chopped them all in one go?
They were pre-sliced.
Oh, okay. Oh, ew.
Yeah. Yeah, they were already sliced.
That's
yeah.
why they were frozen then. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I didn't mind this item. Full disclosure, too, like, I worked at KFC for 2 years. I didn't like KFC before I started working there, and while I worked there, I didn't like it. Right. So I really never – like, I ate the food because it was free, but it wasn't something that I'm like
– You guys got a free meal at KFC?
We got a free meal at KFC, but our manager basically was like, you can eat whatever you want. Just do your job. She was pretty cool and lenient. And like, you know, when you first work there, you're like, yeah, I'm going nuts. And then after a while, like it gets old. I would eat the chicken strips and, you know, I would eat this item once in a while. I would jazz it up a little bit. I would put some cheese in it, or I'd put like some gravy in it. You know, that sort of thing, just to kind of, you know, throw a different twist on it.
We only got a 50% discount at Burger King, so.
No, we got a free meal. Yeah. Next item on the list, I know people are going to be like, what are you talking about, Chris? This is art. It's still on there.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not. And that is the popcorn chicken. So KFC still has popcorn nuggets on the menu, but the original popcorn chicken was a little different. And I remember this too. The popcorn nuggets now, they're a lot bigger, and sometimes – you know, the old ones that you would have, they just were all in all different shapes and sizes. You'd get a really huge one that would look like a chicken nugget, and then you'd get a little eeny beeny teensy weensy one. There was even like a hot and spicy sort of flavor to it too.
Yeah.
Which now is not really the case. Like, they don't have like that little spice to it. And honestly, like, if they came up fresh, they were so good. But if they sat in the little like warmer for a while, it was horrible. I didn't like it because they would get soggy.
I loved popcorn chicken, the original popcorn chicken, and it came in that like popcorn style box, like a popcorn box. And I, you're welcome, KFC, pretty much led them to start the famous bowls because I used to just dump them in my mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yep. Oh, okay.
It was my idea. You're welcome, KFC.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is where I kind of dabbled with their sauces. You know, I know I mentioned maybe two episodes ago, they had different types of sauces at the time. And, you know, the buffalo sauce was pretty good. They had like a Parmesan sauce. They had a sweet and sour, and that's kind of like what was like so good with this. I remember they came up with like some sort of like meal deal where it was like popcorn chicken, and basically it was trying to get people to try the sauces. So I think it was like popcorn chicken and a chicken strip, like three or four chicken strips and like this in this box, and it had like four openings and you could choose what sauces you want. So they were kind of ahead of the times in some ways, you know, before like, you know, Raising Cane's got in this area, but I don't remember exactly what it was called.
I vaguely remember that because I would always get the tenders at KFC anyway. So like, it was like tenders and like extra mini tenders. Like, it was perfect for me. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is, I mean, popcorn chicken was perfect for their dipping sauce. All right, next on the list, potato wedges. So I did not know this, and this was recent. KFC pulled the potato wedges in June of 2020 and replaced it with actual French fries. Wedges were seasoned. They weren't bad. Like, they were one of my favorite things on the menu. Best thing to do with the potato wedges, get potato wedges in a side of gravy and dip the wedges in the gravy. That was my go-to. The wedges were kind of like seasoned, kind of like Arby's French fries. Honestly, and I know what we talked about this, the potato wedges that are at Wendy's remind me a lot like the KFC.
I was going to say, we were talking about those, and I guess we didn't realize, but I did a little research about 2 weeks ago on the KFC fries.
Okay.
So
The new ones
are the new old ones. I can't remember what they're actually called. They're not just called the fries. They're called like the I don't know.
They look pretty boring.
So they kind of reminded me of the nacho fries from Taco Bell.
They might
just be them.
They probably are.
Maybe
just
a
them,
little bit different like, spice, but the actual fry and the like breading, it's the nacho fry.
Probably, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that. I remember seeing a picture and I remember thinking the same thing. They might just be the nacho fry, honestly, because like I said, Yum Brands owns KFC and Taco Bell. And a lot of the times, like, you know, the cheese that we used for the potato bowls, it was Taco Bell cheese. It wasn't KFC cheese. Like the box would say Taco Bell on it.
I can't remember the full item. I would always get the wedges. Was it like the $5 fill up or like the, it was like something with a cup and you would get like potato wedges and like a chicken strip or something in the cup. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I remember what you're talking about. That was after.
That was like a couple years ago.
But yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
I would always get the potato wedges and you're right. They were pretty good and maybe underrated, I guess, if they pulled them.
Oh, heck yeah. And the best was like when they came up, you know, if they sat under the heat lamp for a while and kind of got a little soggy. They weren't the best, but
yeah,
I mean, when they first came up out of the deep fryer.
So are those fried the same way the chicken is, or are they a different deep fryer?
So they were trying to think it was the same deep fryer that we would use the popcorn chicken for. So it was the popcorn chicken and the wedges would go in.
Which isn't like like the other fryer is like a pressure cooker, basically, right?
Yeah, it was not that. Yeah. So the way our KFC was laid out, there was two pressure cookers. One didn't work. I remember that distinctly. And one of them did, obviously. And then there was two deep fryers. One deep fryer was strictly for the extra crispy and the chicken strips. And then the other deep fryer, because this deep fryer was kind of bigger in size. The other deep fryer was across from the chicken strip deep fryer, and it was your typical deep fryer. You know, it was for your wedges. It was for your popcorn chicken. And then, you know, if you felt like eating a fish sandwich for some reason at KFC, we had that too. So, I've never tried. The only person that would ever eat the fish sandwich at KFC was my boss.
So the extra crispy fryer, is that just a like hotter temperature or?
Okay, so the way, and it's super easy, the way extra crispy is made, basically you bread it, you dip it in water, and then you bread it again.
Water?
And that's how you get it crispy. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So you dip it in the same water you're dipping. So when you...
Not like an egg wash or like anything else that you would usually use to fry some?
No. All right, so there's like a... Basically, it's like a basin. And it's got flour, and you're supposed to sift it every time after every.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you do your batch.
You don't want clumps.
You don't want it clumped because that's when your breading. If your breading looks good, they sifted it pretty good. If they didn't, if your breading looks like shit and it's falling off, they didn't sift it. So, basically, what you would do is you would sift it through the flour. You get your chicken first. You dump it in the water, and then you. It's to wash all the guts and stuff off, basically. And you're supposed to be changing this water every so often too, but nobody ever does. And then you that's why I don't eat KFC, man. And then you dump the chicken in the basin with the flour. You flour it, you dump it back in the water, and then you do the process again. And then that's how you make your extra crispy. Really, no big deal. No difference.
I just don't know if I'm down with the fact that it's dipped in water. Maybe that – I don't know if I've ever seen a cooking show do that, so maybe that's what I'm going off, but.
I mean, well, how are you going to get the flour to
egg
stick?
Wash.
I guess. There's already egg in the flour, so that's why. All right, moving on to the next item here, the toasted wrap. So I remember when this item came out, it was a big freaking deal because this was like the height of like the chicken wrap craze. Every freaking fast food restaurant had wraps, right? And I remember they brought this special press to our store and they showed us how to make it. And honestly, this was one of my favorite items. Like, it was pretty good. I liked it a lot. It was introduced, like I said, in the late 2000s. I want to say 2008 is when the item started. And basically the toasted wrap consisted of a chicken strip. It was the three cheese blend that we were talking about. It's the same three cheese blend that they would use in the mashed potato bowl. It had lettuce and KFC's spicy mayo, and then you toasted it in a in a smaller tortilla. So it wasn't the same tortilla size as the Twister. It was like a smaller size one. The only weird thing was the lettuce, you know, so like you were toasting it and the lettuce was in there, and like warm lettuce to me is kind of gross. So that was like the only weird thing. But like just like the flavor of like the cheese and the chicken and everything, it tasted good. I must have ate this item probably, heck, at least 100 times when I was there. Like, it was one of my favorite items. There's a petition actually on change.org to bring it back. When I checked, there was like 50 signatures. Well, so it's obviously not that huge of an item. But the item seems to have been discontinued sometime in the 2010s. I couldn't pinpoint when, but it didn't last very long. I think the rap craze, they kind of hit the rap craze like kind of towards the end of it. Cause I remember like, you know, McDonald's had it, Wendy's had one, Arby's had one, and then KFC's like, well, we got to get in the game. And then by then it was kind of starting to die down.
Not going to lie, I miss the toasted wrap. I think it was never had it because I would have been in college at Akron, and what was the nearest KFC there? Was there one on Exchange or on a Market? Maybe. So like if there was, I can't remember. So I don't.
The only one I can think of, wasn't there? Yeah, there was one on Market. Yeah. So there was.
I don't think I ever went to that KFC. So.
Yeah. It was good. I remember it was a hot item. You know, the way it was wrapped too, I remember specifically. You know how like when you get a quesadilla from Taco Bell, it's in that like jacket. That's the same way the toasted wrap was placed, except obviously it had the KFC signage on it.
I'm down with that. I think one thing also we didn't talk about with like the little snackers, speaking of packaging, is like, I think the KFC like aluminum foil wrappers just kind of like, I don't want to say hit different because you're not eating it, but like, I like them. I don't know. They just kind of like add to anything that's wrapped up in it.
Yeah. I mean, didn't Wendy's have that at some
point?
Yeah,
they did.
I can remember. Yeah.
For sure.
It's a lot like Arby's, how Arby's has it, because Arby's has it on the roast beef.
On the small one still? Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least they did. I don't know. I guess they don't.
I was going to say, if you get like a regular roast beef sandwich, it comes in like a box now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. But yeah, I mean, the way it was placed was, it was like in a jacket and it had like a clear slot and you could see it. And it was a lot like the quesadilla wrapper.
I can get with
it. Next item on the list, not a lot of people got this item. I was never a big fan of it. It was the biscuit bowl. So, Caleb, do you remember the biscuit bowl?
I kind of remember it being an option because this was like Famous Bowl had already been introduced, right? And it was like,
yeah,
how do we change it? Let's put a biscuit in it. Is that all it was? Like,
well, it was a little different. So the biscuit bowl, it was another item from the 2000s. It was a lot like the Famous Bowl, but there was a few exceptions. So obviously it had a biscuit in it. Two, it had white gravy instead of the brown gravy. So it was the white gravy that they used for the country fried steak meal. And then finally, it had only one scoop of mashed potatoes. So the Famous Bowl has two scoops. This bowl would only have one. And it had cheese, corn, and popcorn as well in it. Popcorn chicken in it.
Well,
so it was okay. We didn't really sell it too much. And I can see why it's not. You know, why it's not on the list, or, you know, why it's not on the menu anymore and why it's on this list.
Here's my thing is, I think the KFC biscuits used to be really good and have gone downhill every year since. Like, I just think they just keep getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. The biscuits? Yeah. I was never a fan of the biscuits, honestly. I always thought they were dry.
So,
like, the best
that's
time.
That's the thing, is they're like, all, so they're like crunchy now all the time.
I haven't, like I said, I haven't gone to KFC in a while. They're frozen, number one, and they're like hockey pucks. They smell so good when they come out, and we didn't butter them as much as we were supposed to, but you're supposed to butter them when they come out. And obviously that might maybe have some effect on how it tastes, but I don't know. I would always try to force myself to eat it, and I just never liked it. And Popeye's biscuits I like, but I think partially because they would give you jelly, and I like to put the jelly on the biscuit. KFC used to have jelly, but they stopped it a long time ago, and now – and even when I worked at KFC, they didn't have jelly. They only provided you with honey, and I'm not a big honey guy, honestly. So I mean, I tried it a few times, not my thing. I even went as far as like going to the grocery store across the street and buying my own jar of jelly to put it on the biscuits.
Did they also discontinue giving butter at KFC? Like butter packets?
I don't really remember,
so,
honestly.
I haven't been able to get it recently. I say recently. I think if you ask for it. I have asked for it, and they don't have it any. Like, I used to put that on the biscuit to try and make it, like, edible.
Yeah. Honestly, I do remember now. We had a little, like, mini fridge in the front under the counter, and I remember we would keep it in there. So, like, you would have to ask for it. But we would never, like, give it away. Just to give it away. You know what I mean? Like, if someone said, can I have butter for my biscuit too? Then I would, you know, throw it in there, but I wouldn't actively just offer it.
Yeah, they were
it
just
up.
A little packet that said, like, KFC on it. That was it.
Yeah. 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 They were, I think it was gold. Honestly, like with red lettering on it. Yeah. All right. Next item on the list, the original hot wings. Now, these things were bomb, dude. I remember when they came out around 2000. I want to say it was late 2000, early 2008. So it was like around wintertime. I remember this specifically because the KFC that I worked at, we ran out because it was such a hit and it was a blizzard. And my boss was like, well, I need you to go all the way to blah, blah, blah to pick it up. So like where I worked at, and I know a lot of our listeners aren't from where we're from, where I worked at, I worked in Sheffield. And the nearest KFC that had it was in Brunswick. Oh. So I had to drive all the way from Sheffield to Brunswick. So that's a bit of a drive. And I remember my dad like being like, it's a blizzard and you're going to risk your life for hot wings. And I'm like, they gave me $50 for mileage. Like I'm going. Like, we had to pick up the hot wings. I remember. And they were really good though. Like they were sauceless. They were spicy, not weak, but not like really, really, really like.
They had that
hot
like,
either.
Back
they
of
were
the throat heat it, a little bit.
Yeah, it was just right, and they were so freaking good. I would eat these all the time. It was a big hit. I remember they brought it around, and I think they specifically did it for like Super Bowl time. And I remember like it was just a promotional thing. So like after. You know, like once spring hit, it was done. But then people were like complaining and asking for it. So then they brought it back later on, and then they ended up getting rid of it again, like later on in like the mid 2010s. Apparently, they have new hot wings now, but I guess they don't taste the same as the old ones, which seems to be the trend with KFC.
Gotta admit, Chris, another item I missed.
I feel like you would have probably liked this item, and I would go as. I would get a little crazier, and I would put our hot sauce on it too, and dunk it in the buffalo sauce. Like, because I like hot food like you, not as much as you, but I mean, I liked it, and it was good. They were so good.
I mean, it looks even. I'm usually more of a sauce hot wing guy. Like, I like it if the sauce is hot, but I appreciate a good sauceless hot wing too. They look pretty good, but again, I think it was in that, like, I was in college. I didn't really go to KFC during then for whatever reason, so.
Best way to describe it, and like I said, I know not everybody that listens probably might be familiar with it, with the area and things like that, but Ponderosa's wings. Did you ever have Ponderosa's?
Of course I did.
It was,
dude,
they were a lot like
that. My mom's side family reunion, like, if somebody, well, dude, that was everybody's somebody would family always bring reunion. The like 50 to 100 chicken wings from Ponderosa.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, the Ponderosa wings were a bomb. And this is kind of what they were like. I would say they were a little bit more crunchier because Ponderosas, I felt, were a little soggy at times, breading-wise. But their wings, that's like the best comparison I can give you if you've never had it. So it was that kind of spice. Like, it had a nice little kick to it. You know, nothing too hot, nothing too weak. It was just right. But yeah, like, they were pretty good. I mean, honestly, like, you know, that and the toasted wrap are kind of like my go-tos when I worked there. Next on the list, I don't know if you remember this. Sure do. Corn on the cob. So when I worked at KFC, they didn't have corn on the cob at my location. They might have offered it still. They don't offer it no more. Like, in general, like, they don't offer it at all. I guess, like, in at least in the United States, I think they offer it maybe overseas at some of the KFCs. But I remember the corn on the cob. It had like the little string through the cob. They would put it in like the bag.
The bag was close.
It hasn't been. According to the research that we did, it hasn't been sold since the 90s. They moved the loose corn off the cob. The loose corn, it was just your regular old loose corn. It was whatever. I mean, I'm not a big, huge corn guy, but the corn on the cob for fast food, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. You know who else had or maybe still has, I haven't been there in forever, corn on the cob on their menu?
Let me guess. Churches. No.
A place that nobody would ever say that they went, Long John Silver's.
Well, they're owned by Yum! Brands, too.
Exactly. So if they did, it literally, in a bag with a stick through it, half a cob, same thing. So good.
Yeah. No, I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that. It was good. It wasn't bad. I remember getting it as a kid, like, and it being, it was basically like a little, the bag, I guess to describe it, is kind of like the bag that you use to like pick up your dog's poop.
Really, it was.
Yeah, like, that's basically what it looked like.
I think they, like, kept these in, like, some kind of warmer that kept the corn, like hot. And I remember the first bite, it was always, like, nuclear hot.
Yeah, no, it was like in a vat of water. Okay. And they were, like, floating around. I remember this, too. I remember, like, peeking over the counter as a kid.
I remember the steam, just going, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I wish we could find an old-time KFC worker. My uncle and my aunt and my uncle actually used to work at KFC back in the day during the 80s, so they could probably talk more about this sort of thing, because I'm sure that was probably around when they worked. But the next item that we're going to talk about, I know, was around back in the day during the corn on the cob. Oh, my God. Dude, I am, because I've never been able to find cornbread just as good as this cornbread. I mean, hands down, the best cornbread I've ever had. They stopped selling it around the mid to late 2000s. Locations now only carry biscuits. You better believe anytime I stopped doing this. I used to do this a lot, but anytime I would go to I was near a KFC, especially like if I was out of state, and Jessica, my wife, has witnessed me do this. One time we were in Kentucky, we were heading to Nashville, and I was like, Jessica, let's just stop at this KFC. I'm craving cornbread, and they didn't have it. I was so pissed. Because, like, you know, I'm thinking like, all right, Kentucky Fried Chicken, we're in Kentucky. They might actually have it. Nope. Even the location that I worked at, we didn't carry it. However, me being the little asshole I am when I worked there, when the manager would put her order in, you know, her food order in, there was an option for cornbread, I noticed. And one day she left it out on the desk and she hadn't faxed it. And I just checked. I checked the box and I put one, and she didn't pay attention and she faxed it. And like not a week later, maybe like 2 or 3 days later, the order came in and she's like, cornbread. I didn't order cornbread. And I was like,
did you make it?
And, hell yeah. I fessed up to it. And I was like, I did that. And she was like, why? I was like, 'cause I want it. And like, I bought it. I bought the case off of her. And then she was like, no, we're going to sell some of this. And it was like a big argument. Like I was reasoning with her, like, we can't sell this to people.
You can't sell three cornbreads. Like, are you going to put that on the menu? We have three cornbreads inside.
No, and then like I tried to explain to her, like, you can't sell this cornbread because then people are going to think that we have cornbread. And sure as shit, man, we started selling it and people are like, you have cornbread? And then they were like, for like a month, people were coming by and asking, like, y'all got cornbread still? Like,
wow.
Dude, it was so good. Like, they were corn muffins, basically. And they were it was like the sweetest cornbread.
That's what
ever.
Sets cornbread apart is like there's so many different types and kinds where it's like a little stiff, a little soft, a little sweet, a little salty. Like it's more of like perfect. A not like a Johnny cake, but a little more like sweet. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of cornbread I like too.
Dude, I've even gone as far as like looking up the recipe
for
KFC cornbread. Yeah, and I've never been able to duplicate it. Like, I mean, I found recipes where like you have to add sour cream to it and you have to add this to it and you have to add that to it and it never compares and it's just
that makes sense because like there's a place in Columbus that has pancakes that have it's either sour cream or ricotta cheese in it and it like makes it a little more like soft and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they would bring it back. I mean, they always said like it wasn't a big seller, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just over amplifying it because I loved it. But I just it was so much better than the biscuits. And man, I'd kill for some cornbread from KFC. The KFC that was so the KFC I worked at, they didn't carry it, but the KFC in the town that I grew up in, they carried it. So there'd be times where I'm just like, yeah, let me get a 10-piece cornbread. And I would just kill a whole 10-piece cornbread. Or I'd share it with my buddies or something. But, like, yeah, it was – they don't even have it anymore because I recently went over there just to see if they had it, and they didn't have it. So,
all right.
Yep. So those are the 10 discontinued items. I decided to throw some honorable mentions because there's a lot of other items that, you know, I wanted to kind of talk
about.
There's some things
that I – don't even know that I've ever heard of the KFC. So yeah,
really, okay. So on the honorable mention list, there's the country fried steak, and I know you and I have talked about this before on the show. We've talked about it where there's certain daily specials at KFC. So Monday through Friday, there was like certain daily specials. I think country fried steak was Friday.
Photo says Wednesday.
Wednesday? All right. It might have been Wednesday. I know Pot Pie Day.
I remember Pot Pie
Tuesday,
Day.
Which we've talked about extensively. It was a very big day. They still have Pot Pies. I checked it out online because I was wondering if they discontinued that because that was a popular item. So I was wondering like if they did what most fast food restaurants do is they ruin a good thing and get rid of it. But no, the Pot Pie still exists at KFC. Country Fried Steak, though. No longer on the menu. Honestly, never a big fan. It was always dry. Kind of sucked. I never liked it. You deep fried it in the same fryer as the wedges and the popcorn chicken. I don't really feel like too many people got it when I worked there. It was usually an older person.
Yeah, country fried steak in general is just kind of like, it's like the meat inside is questionable. So it's just like fried questionable meat with gravy.
Yeah, it's like mystery meat. next item on the list, the strawberry shortcake and chocolate parfait. So the chocolate parfait was trash. The strawberry shortcake parfait was bomb. It was pretty good. I remember there was a time where we didn't have it, and the only desserts that we offered were the chocolate chip cake, which is still in existence, which is very good if you've never had it, honestly. Probably for like fast food, it's a solid cake, no joke. And their cookies weren't bad too when they first got out of the oven. But then they brought in like strawberry shortcake and chocolate parfaits. Like some KFCs carried it, we didn't carry it, and then we started carrying it. And I really did like the strawberry shortcake. I preferred that more than the chocolate because like this chocolate parfait, like it was kind of like the chocolate pudding type flavor. Yeah,
it reminds me, and I know it's not in styrofoam, but it reminds me of those like styrofoam ice creams you get in like elementary school.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of what it looked like. It was a little bit taller in size, maybe twice
as higher, a third higher.
Yeah, maybe a third higher than the ice cream cups. Next item on the list, absolute trash item, terrible. Gross, smelled. I hated it. It was disgusting. Really pissed off when it took the place of the crispy chicken for a while, and it was the smoky Chipotle chicken. So I don't know why they tried to do this, but they tried to like be innovative and jump on the Chipotle craze
for people. Just like we talked about the wraps for everybody earlier, this was like everybody has to have a Chipotle option.
Yeah, it, like everybody had to have the Chipotle option, and the chicken sucked. It was horrible. It made your clothes stink. Like it had like a smoky flavor. Like it tasted smoky. It wasn't good. I mean, I never really liked. If I ever ate chicken, like off the bone at KFC, it was always crispy. I don't really care for like the original recipe. Same. It's just not my thing. Like, it just doesn't – the taste – I don't know. It just wasn't my thing. And I tried so many times to, like, want to like it, but I didn't. Even, like, when our, like, top cook would cook, I would eat it, and I'd just be like, I don't like it. And I love chicken, but I never liked KFC, man. And it was probably a good thing that I worked at KFC because I didn't like it, because if – I would have worked at like Wendy's or Taco Bell or something like that. I probably would have been like 400 pounds, honestly. But yeah, this smoky Chipotle chicken, I think it was a limited time thing. Thank God. Cause it was horrible. Next item on the list was the teriyaki sauce. So this was like a huge deal when they brought this sauce on, because back in the day it would just be buffalo and barbecue, honey barbecue. That's all we had. And then they added on, the teriyaki sauce, and it was like boneless teriyaki wings. That was like the main like draw to this. But then people were like, can you just dip the whole like popcorn chicken in the teriyaki and put it in the box? So people started doing like their own like modified versions of it. And then people were asking for teriyaki sauce, like chicken snackers. Uh-huh. And depending on my mood, I would be like, if you were a dick to me at the cash register and you asked for it, I'd say, no, we don't do that. If you were nice to me, I'd be like, of course.
That's inside of fast food is like, if the worker doesn't like you or you're being rude to them, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, that's why every time I go to like a fast food restaurant or a restaurant in general, I always try to be very nice. Even if like, if the order's messed up, like I'm not going to like lose my cool about it, because usually it's not the waitress's fault. You know, like the cook times are probably just behind. You know, like I've worked in restaurants. I've worked in fast food. Like I understand how it is. Like, so I try not to lose it. And, you got to follow the number one rule, though. And that's don't fuck with people who make your food.
I also, though, when I go to the extent of like if I'm in the line like with my mom and she orders like a tea at McDonald's, and she hasn't given me like her payment to give to the person before I get to the window, I'm like, Mom, give me money. Like, this person's on a timer. Like, we got to get through here. Like, it's a dollar. Give me a dollar. And she knows I do this too. Like, she'd be like, well, I'm looking for it. It's not, it's a blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, now let's go.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that, because like, I'm always ready to go when I get to the drive thru too, like the window. Like, and we didn't really. They didn't really push like drive times at KFC because it was a little harder, but I'm still cognizant over the fact of like, it's, you got to be fast. Like, you can't, and I would hate when people would tie up my line
a $1.07 and they count out 7 cents. They're like, hold on, I have 2 pennies. And it's literally like, I can give you your change and count out 93 cents faster than you can count out 7. Like,
or the people that pull up to the menu board and go, give me a second. I know we're kind of off again, but when you ran drive through and say a diesel truck pulled up, did you make them turn it off?
It would go ding. every time.
Yeah, and you couldn't hear. I would always say, sir, because it was usually a guy, can you turn your truck off? I can't hear you.
Dude, they would be like, can I get a blah, blah, blah? And I'd be like, I can't hear you. Like, I'd literally not even be nice to those people. And to be fair, though, a lot of folks with diesels did know, and they would turn it off before they would order.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and usually I never had anyone get, like, real shitty about it. They'd be like, okay, no problem, you know, that sort of thing. So they kind of knew the drill. All right, next on the list for honorable mention was the barbecue baked beans. Dude, they're baked beans.
I didn't know these were gone. So
good, man. Yeah, they're not. I looked on KFC's menu, and they're not on there. The sides menu, they're not on there. The only things that were on there were the green beans, the corn, the mac and cheese, obviously the potatoes and the fries.
I remember getting those. Like, I think my grandma would always get them, and I would, like, get some of hers.
So this was another item where we, like, didn't have, and I remember I just would plead constantly with the manager, please, can we get it? Can we get it? And finally she gave in, and, like, we started selling it because apparently they didn't sell it a lot. And the other KFC in my hometown did, so I would always get that too, along with the cornbread. The baked beans, though, I liked them. They were good. They was one of my favorite things to get when I worked there. The way they made it, gross. Like, it was dehydrated. So, like, all the beans were dehydrated, and you added water, and then it would cook over time.
I've seen a TikTok video about the Taco Bell beans getting heated up.
It was basically
I thought I was like, what is this going to be? And then it turned out to be the refried beans. And I was like, oh.
I mean, I hate to be a dick, but, like, what do people expect? It's fast food. How do you think this stuff's created? I know it's, like, you know what I mean?
Different, but, like back in the 80s, like, whenever McDonald's would have – or Burger King would have eggs, like, they actually – had these contraptions that were like little cast irons that would go in, like, get heated up real eggs. And, like, it just became like a quality control issue. And, like, it was just hard to replicate.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, more so, like, the people that got those jobs just, like, stopped caring apparently. And they just weren't able to do it, you know? Cause it's really not that tough to, you know, make a real egg, but.
Mm-hmm. Next item on the list was mixed rice. So there was rice as a side. And the KFC I worked at, we offered it. Literally, it was kind of like how you described the chicken or the fish sandwich, where you would make like a few and no one would ever get it. And then the person that got it, you know, like probably regretted it. Yeah, it was the rice. Like, if we made the rice and you got it right away, it was good. If you got the rice, say, at like 7 o'clock and it had been sitting in the warmer probably since, like, I don't know, 10:30 a.m. because that's probably how long it had been sitting there because no one ever got rice. It was gonna suck. Like, it was crunchy at that point.
Rice is so easy. You can make such nice fluffy rice, and that's such a disappointment.
Well, that was another thing too. Like, the way you made the rice was you dumped a cup of rice in, and then you added hot water and you mixed it.
2-to-1 ratio. There you go. That's how you make rice, baby.
Yeah, it was really simple. I mean, I never made it, but I mean, I knew the process. I never made it simply just because, like, it was made in the morning and no one ever got it. Once in a while, someone would be like, yeah, let me get a from my side for my 10 piece. Let me get that. And I'm like, what the hell are you getting literally rice why? For? like, why? That leads me to the last item on here. It was the chicken and rice bowl. So I kind of remember some sort of variation of this. I think it was around when I was there at KFC. I do remember it. I felt like it was maybe like one of the girls had like made it on their own. Like, and I was thinking like maybe it was like one of their, like, you know how like you create items that don't exist.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was maybe something like that, but I feel like there really was a rice bowl.
No one ever got it, really.
And once in a while.
What was the timetable on that? Like,
the rice bowl? It was the same as the mashed potato bowl. Like, I'm pretty sure. Because I feel like
it looks like a KFC Chipotle bowl.
Yeah, so that's basically what it was. It was just, it was rice, and it was your popcorn chicken, and it was your cheese. I want to say maybe
it looks gravy. Like there might be some like I can't nicer remember. Diced up tomatoes.
There wasn't any tomatoes on this when we sold it. Because this is a new the ad that we're looking at that I put on there, it was this is newer. But there was definitely like popcorn chicken on it. Apparently this thing sort of still exists outside of the US. Like in the Asian like market. Which KFC is like really mad popular in China. Fun fact, it's like a Chinese tradition to get KFC on Christmas. So, but yeah, there you go. Those are the discontinued items. One item that I didn't even put on the list that I'm just thinking of right now, the strawberry pie. Their strawberry pie used to be pretty good, but the only thing is they only sold it when it was in season. But they didn't even have it when I worked there. It was something I remember as like a kid in the 90s, my dad getting all the time.
My last thought on KFC, and it can't be discontinued because you got to drink something, but the drink fountains at KFC make every drink taste like trash. Do you agree or disagree?
I mean, I don't really know. I mean,
I know you
do. Dude, I don't drink pop or soda. So, I mean, even at that point, I still didn't drink it. I always drink water.
I think it's like potentially, I mean, I just off the top of it, off the cuff, it's probably a bottom feeder in fast food for how their fountain pop tastes.
Dude, I remember the cup that we sold. It was like basically KFC's version of the Big Gulp. You know, from like 7-Eleven, and this thing was crazy, man. Like, you would fill it up with, like, mostly people would obviously get like Pepsi, right? And you would fill it up, and it had a handle on it. That's how huge it was. I don't know if it exists anymore. I think it was basically meant for like if you got like a bucket meal or something. You know, you could get that. So you could share with your family, that sort of thing. It wasn't meant
to mean drink, it wasn't like, meant for somebody to indulge in 2,000 calories in one sitting?
Yeah. It was
900 grams of sugar.
Yeah, like have instant diabetes. So yeah, there you have it. That's the 10 discontinued KFC items plus the honorable mention list. If we forgot someone or if we forgot something, tweet at the show. Let us know. I'm sure there are some items that we did forget.
And don't tweet us about the double down.
The double down did not make the list because it is coming back. So, all right. So there you have it. Where can people follow us on?
Yeah, give us socials. A follow on Twitter and Instagram at Side of Fries Pod. And that's it.
And be sure to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. There you have it. Side of Fries Podcast, Episode 7, 10 Discontinued KFC Items.
Peace.
See ya. We'll be right back.